pitcher, if you will. An individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum radio show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
Leslie West, guitar.
Felix Papadi, bass.
Thank you.
One of the original and best jam bands. The album's called Flowers of Evil, recorded in 1971 at the Fillmore East in New York City. The band is called Mountain. How you guys doing? This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show on flapdaddy.com. Soon to be podcast number 7 over at section86.com coming up this Tuesday. Appreciate everybody tuning in tonight and hanging out here at the chat room. And I appreciate all your support. Like I said, a nice improvisation of the song called Dreams of Milk and Honey. Long 16.5-17 minute song, and that comes in as one of the shorter, actually, Mountain songs back in the day. Leslie West and Mountain and the boys are out there now. In place of Felix Papardi on bass, they have Richie Scarlett. And we lost Felix back in 1983 to a tragic death. And Richie Scarlett has jumped in and been with the band for quite a while now. And Leslie West, Corky Ling, and Richie Scarlett have been out on the road for quite a while, and they're just kicking ass. And here pretty soon, coming up, I'm going to be playing a nice bootleg from 2005, recorded at the Brookhaven Amphitheater in Farmingville, New York City. And on this particular set, they had the help of Warren Haynes from Government Mule stepping in on about 4 songs toward the end of the show. So, just a fantastic show, and I hope you stick around for that here coming up pretty quick. Also, I got a band from DJ Howie from Deluxe Entertainment down there in Detroit City. He sent me a band here last week called Chaos Theory. They've been around for a couple years now, and a fantastic band. Been getting some airplay down on the radios around Detroit area. A lot of venues down there getting a lot of exposure, and just a great band. And I'll be playing a couple songs from the band Chaos Theory coming up here pretty soon, so stick around for that. We also have Jerry Morningstar coming on. We're going to be doing an album review. The band's called Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. They're just a fantastic power trio. The album called Bad Gambo was released in 2004. And Jared's going to go over the album with me. And then we're going to play a couple songs after that. So that's all coming up here pretty quick. So I'm going to get back into the music right now. And I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at flapdaddy.com. We'll be right back.
Johnny.
Rendo.
Joe.
Scott.
Rick.
We're from Chaos Theory, Detroit, Michigan. You're listening to Howard and the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, only on FlatDaddy.com.
Like this.
saying, mm-mm, good. Move a little closer, sneaking just like a squirrel. Otis was a-slurping up his favorite girl. Well, Otis said, boys, come sit by the still. I pour you up a jar of that famous swill. If you can't walk, don't worry, no way. Light that pipe and pass it my way. Hitting the tree, out of the swamp came Ernest T. Gold tooth flashing as he hit that pipe. Out of the blue came Barney Fife. Well, Barney come down to nip that still, waving an axe, a lawman's thrill. Oh, don't smoke, you turn yourself green. Give me up a puff and I'll show you what I mean. But don't tell Andy, don't tell Aunt B. They won't come looking for Opie and me. Tell them we're dead or tell them we're down by the duck pond. Well, we all sat there for most of the night, trying to figure out our left from our right. Here comes Andy and old Aunt B, scolding the hell out of Opie and me. Don't tell Andy, don't tell Aunt B, they won't come a-looking for Opie and me. Tell them we're dead or tell them we're gone. Me.
Don't get choked up. It's down by the duck pond.
Well, I woke up from a nightmare. I couldn't speak, 'cause the devil slipped a Mickey in my bedstand drink. Then Jesus made me breakfast with his fresh white shelters on. I ain't got the money to go to town. The cupboard, it was empty before he came around. Then Jesus made me breakfast with his fresh white shelters on. Well, there ain't no sun shining down on me. My stomach's full of nothing but conspiracy. I can't get nobody to tell me the truth. What's a hungry fella to do? Well, you can canonize the devil, crucify a saint, but you can't replace your half and half with coffee made. Let Jesus make you breakfast with his fresh white shell toes on. Professor, this is me. Tell me the truth. Now what's a hungry fella to do? Well, you can canonize the devil, crucify a saint, but you can't replace your half and half with coffee made. Let Jesus make you breakfast with his fresh white shell toes on.
Jesus make you breakfast with his fresh white shell toes.
Well, let Jesus make you breakfast with his fresh white shell toes on. When you are underfed, he'll be at the foot of your bed with some fish and some bread. Let Jesus make you breakfast with his fresh white shelter.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You can catch my shows Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Central, or sometimes 7 to 9 p.m. Central. But right now, you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlapDaddy.com.
Jim once had a girl, or should we say, she once had he. She showed him her room, isn't it swell, Texas Motel. To sit anywhere. So Jim looked around and he noticed there wasn't a prayer. Jim took off his rug, biding his time, pounding his comb. He prayed until two, and then she said,
how about some head?
Morning with Falwell and Pat. Jim told her he wasn't and dribbled some sprue in her lap. And when he awoke, he was alone. She honed his comb. So he let her fly. Isn't it swell, the Texas Motel? With big purple welts all over her body. Suddenly someone, you answer quite slowly, it's the boy from Assembly, Oh God. Ignorant crackers like you never seen, groveling under your watching pornography. Everyone smiles as we tread through his horseshit that grows so incredibly high. Newspaper writers appear at his door, waiting to take Jim away.
Louisiana hooker with her bees. with brain dead supporters with tears in their eyes. Suddenly someone is there at commercial, the girl with the pee hole surprise. Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes. Louisiana hooker with herpes. Oh, oh, oh. Texas Motel. Don't mind the smell. It's nothing to get hung about. Please leave your cash on the table.
Sleeping looks better with eyes closed. While I'm confessing all my sins.
Oh, I've sinned so much against you. Forgive me.
It's getting hard to choose someone, but it all works out.
It's all pornography to Jim. Let me take you down, because we're going to the Texas Motel. We might go to hell, but we'll have lots of company. I think it's not too bad.
Actual testimony of John Poindexter.
Let me take you down, cause we're going to the Texas Motel. Don't mind the smell. It's just some chips from Chili Boy. How about some hay for the donkey? Yes, but it's all wrong.
Actual testimony.
That is, I think I disagree.
Admits.
Let me take you down, cause we're going to the Texas Hotel. Don't mind the smell. It's just some old pornography. Stroking that sausage. Just keep on stroking that sausage.
Boy.
Just keep on stroking that sausage.
Yeah, poking a little fun at the evangelical community. That, of course, is Frank Zappa. Not sure when this was recorded, and I've had it for a while. Really good stuff. The reimagining of a Beatles medley of songs, like I said, geared right toward the evangelical community, and only Frank can do that. Right before that, we heard from BR549. What a great band, man. I heard they're broken up now, and man, I just hope it's just a little break, and they'll get back together with another album pretty soon. But that was recorded at the Wood Songs Old Time Radio Show here a couple years ago, and a couple of fantastic songs from BR549. What a fantastic band. And I started this last set off with a band right out of Detroit. The band's called Chaos Theory. DJ Howie Detroit from Deluxe Entertainment sent me this band earlier. And give them a good listen. A great band. We played Misery and God's Hand. And earlier tonight at the Doghouse, They had a Chaos Theory video premiere party in Clinton Township, Michigan, and premiere their video of Misery. And, man, I wish I could have seen that and look forward to that here in the future. You can check Chaos Theory out at their MySpace, Chaos Theory Detroit, or they're also at their band website. They have a chaosdetroit.net, so check them out. And thanks to Howie Detroit from Deluxe Entertainment for sending me this band and just a fantastic group of guys, and hope the best for them. And we'll play some more of their music down the road. And hopefully they have a CD coming out pretty soon, so we look forward to that in the future. And still to come in the last hour of the show, Jared Morningstar is going to call in, and we're going to do a review on a band called Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. They have an album out called Bad Gamble. It's been out for a few years, but it's a fantastic album, and I wanted to kick it around with Jared a little bit, so that's coming up here in the last hour of the show, so stick around for that. A great power trio, Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. And right now I'm going to get into the bootleg for the night. The feature band is Mountain, and with many thanks to the host of LP Sides Only, Lefty X, he knew I was a big fan of Mountain and Leslie West, and here a while ago he sent me a stack of Mountain boots from the last few years. And I'm going to be mixing up a couple of them tonight. I'm going to be playing a couple acoustic songs from Leslie West, just Leslie and his guitar, that was recorded June of last year at Club Bourbon Street, Newport Richey, Florida. And then I'm going to switch over to the Brookhaven Amphitheater, Farmingville, New York City, recorded July of 2005. And this has the help of Warren Haynes from Government Mule helping Leslie out on the last four songs. Just a great bunch of covers. They're going to be playing a bunch of Cream songs, and it's just a kick-ass set with Leslie West, Mountain, and like I said, with the help of Warren Haynes on guitar on the last few songs. Great stuff. So I'm going to kick that off right now. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
All right. The 35th anniversary rate, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Richie Scarlett. Mr. Corky Lang. Mr. Leslie West. Falcon.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Only wish. Do me a favor, don't smoke in the front. Somebody smoke in there? You gotta put it out of me, you know why? Because I had cancer in November. And I'm okay now. And this is not the place I want to die. We have a new album coming out July 26th, and it's called Masters of War. It's all Bob Dylan songs, and Ozzy Osbourne sang Masters of War with me, and this is called Blowing in the Wind. And I only wish our president would listen to these words.
Time. take to your nose. So many soldiers have died. Here's a my friend. Song from my very, very, very first Mountain album. It's called Long Red. Now, I don't know if the two of you remember it.
And I wrote this in Forest Hill, Georgia.
Thank you. as if a dream. Changing now seems somehow it ain't all we would seem. It ain't all we would seem. It ain't all we would.
This is a real treat, more for me, probably than you. One of the finest guitar players I've ever heard. The Allman Brothers Home, Government Mule, the Dead, Ron Hank! Ron Hanks, folks. Some songs for you. Let me see. What was the first song called you and I wrote? Never My Wife.
Oh, Well, I can just sit down for the rest of the night. You know, the reason that I play the guitar is because of one group, Cream. And I know Warren learned from the same shit that I learned from. Am I correct, brother?
One of the main reasons that we started Governor Mule was Cream. Of course, another one was Mule.
So, in honor of, I guess, Felix Papillari producing Cream, Corky and I playing with Jeff Bruce and Les Bruce and Lang. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Take my round of applause. Take my round.
Man, just a great set from the band Mountain. These guys have been around for a long time. Matter of fact, the third gig Mountain ever played was at the Woodstock Festival in 1969, so quite the audience they had there for their third gig. And with the help of Felix Popularity on bass, Felix Popularity, one of the reasons why they ended this set here with the four Cream songs, Felix Popularity was a producer, and he produced most of all the Cream albums, then later joined Leslie West playing bass in the band Mountain, and he was quite the songwriter. Him and his wife Gail Collins wrote most of the Mountain songs, and of course Leslie and the rest of the boys, Felix Popularity, Corky Lang, and Steve Knight. They made quite a few good records in the early 70s, and they're still out there kicking ass now. Like I said earlier, we lost Felix Popularity to a tragic death in 1983. His wife shot him. Like Leslie jokes around now, him and Felix were the best of friends. He jokes around, never give your wife a gun for a present. Maybe a push-up bra, but never a gun. But it's just a tragic end to Felix's life back in 1983. Since then, Richie Scarlett has stepped up to the bass, and he's been playing with Mountain for a long time since then, and just a fantastic group of guys. They're still out there kicking ass these days. Leslie's in his 60s, but man, as you can tell, he can still wail on that guitar better than he ever has. And with the help of Warren Haynes, they're in those last four songs, the Cream covers, and just fantastic stuff. Warren Haynes of Government Mule. Between Leslie West and Warren Haynes, they're in my top four all-time guitar players, and it was great to have a nice documentation of this show here, and I appreciate the bootleggers for getting out there kicking ass and taping these shows. I wish I had taper credits, but I don't. So I hope you enjoyed some of that set from the band Mountain, and I appreciate Lefty X, the host of LP Sides Only. Like I said, he knew how much of a big fan I was of Mountain and of Leslie West, and he sent me these boots here about a month and a half ago, and I've been playing the hell out of them ever since. Still to come on the show, we have Jared Morningstar, who's going to stop by. We're going to review a band called Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. I've been playing on my show in the last couple of weeks, and just a great, fantastic power trio. And it fits in nicely with the Mountain featured band tonight because they're in the same era of music. And Gus Lambros is a fantastic guitar player, and I'm glad he's out there kicking ass these days in clubs. And I wish the best for him and hope good things come his way. And I want to take a minute to thank everybody for downloading all my podcasts. The numbers have been pretty good lately, and hats off to everybody last week who helped me out with the Hank Williams ReinstateHank.org show we did with the help of Lefty X with his show before mine last Friday. And then we put my show out as a podcast this last Tuesday, and it's gone really well. And I want to thank everybody for downloading that podcast and everybody who chipped in to help out with that show I did with all the voicemails for ReinstateHank.org. And we certainly appreciate all that. It was really fun putting the show together, and I hope you guys found something that you liked and maybe brought a little bit of awareness to the fact that Hank Williams is yet to be reinstated back into the Grand Ole Opry. So go to ReinstateHank.org and check out more information and keep up to date on the rallies. So we appreciate that. I'm going to get back into the music right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here on FlapDaddy.com.
Yeah.
Well, a couple 3 weeks ago, I got a CD in the mail from Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. The album's called Bad Gamble, and over the last few weeks, I've had quite a opportunity to hear it. It's been in and out of my CD player quite often, in my car and at my house and on my computer, and I'm really a big fan. So this week for the bootleg asylum review and that we do with Jared Morningstar every week, I sent him this album earlier in the week, and like I said, I've had a few weeks to listen to it, and I think Jared's had maybe a few hours, but nonetheless, we're going to give this a try. And Jared, once again, welcome to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Thanks, Howard. It's good to be back.
Yeah, and like I say, this is a blues, hard rock, and power trio band, Gus Lambros and Electric Mud, and, you know, the album's been out for a while, like I said earlier, and I just wanted to kick it around, and I find these guys really good. They're from Columbus, Ohio. Gus has been opening for a few well-named bands from the 70s and 80s, like he opened for Robin Trower, he's opened for Blue Oyster Cult, King's X, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and he's opened for Rick Derringer in the past year, in the last few years, so, you know, the guy's been getting around, so...
Well, certainly not a bad disc to receive in the mail, you know, on a whim. Certainly better than the disc I received this week. That was a surprise. I actually got the new George Strait in the mail, and they asked me if they wanted me to send it, you know, or if I would review it, they just kind of sent it, and I'm like, you know, it's nice to get a good surprise, but, and this to me would have been a really good surprise right here, because you never know when you get these CDs in the mail and you're not familiar with who the band is, and, you know, you can get a lot of stuff that, you know, that way that's not the best, but this is an exception. Even though, you know, I haven't had a week's like you've had, you know, I've had a chance to give it a couple of spins, and it's a pretty good record, and it's a good record because this is the kind of music that, even though, you know, you've heard it before, and you've heard it before a lot of times, those of you that have listened to a lot of classic rock, it's the type of music that never gets old. I mean, it's blues rock and roll. You know, this is where it started, this is where it began, and, you know, this is the type of rock and roll that will never die. I mean, there's always going to be someone playing it, especially if this certain person can play guitar, which Gus Lambros obviously can. Throughout this record, you know, and it's a good mix, like you were saying before, you know, six originals, four covers, and there's some really, really good songs on here. They're fantastic, and his voice is that kind of voice. It's a blues music, blues rock and roll voice, and it fits. And pretty good instrumental with downtime, and then CC Baby was a nice closure for the originals. This is the sort of band, and... that's going to do well when they're sticking to a strictly classic rock and roll blues genre. You go outside and, like some of the other bands we've listened to, where you try to mix it up with some, you know, heavier stuff, it probably is not going to work. But for this type of music and for the majority of this record, this I would consider this a winner.
Yeah, I do too. And as far as Gus's voice, I think, and just like in a lot of cases with the bands I listen to, I think his voice fits the music myself pretty good. I like all the originals. They're really good. You mentioned the instrumental Downtime, which is one of my favorite songs on here. When I first got to that, it reminds me a lot of Robin Trower, maybe a little bit Frank Marino. And I hear a lot of these guys in there. You know, I hear a lot of, you know, I hear a little bit of Robin Trower, maybe a little Freddie King, Pat Travers, just a whole slew of different guitar players. And, of course, with Gus's music thrown in there as well. Not too many people do a Jimi Hendrix cover very much justice, but I think Gus really comes really close on this Voodoo Child.
That takes balls to do Hendrix.
Yeah, and I think he steps up in Spanish Castle Magic and Voodoo Child. I think he, you know, he nails it pretty good as far as a lot of the bands I heard trying to cover Hendrix.
Yeah, like I said, you got to tip your hat to anyone that's willing to put yourself out there like that. That takes confidence, and it's, he has a right to be confident. You know, he's a really good guitar player. And, you know, his voice fits this style of music. It doesn't have a whole lot of range outside this type of music, but for this, you know, the guitar, this guy could play guitar anywhere. I mean, if they had a vocalist like, you know, we were talking about Mountain earlier, if they had that sort of vocal power behind this band, they could go anywhere, especially back when this was the sort of music that was, you know, the in thing. The funny thing about this is, even though this isn't type of music played on mainstream radio anymore, this is, like I said before, this music will never die. This music isn't going to grow old.
No, I really appreciate these guys that are out there still kicking ass playing this kind of music, because like you said, it's not getting much radio play, and it's a damn shame, because Gus could have been, you know, we know Joey Alcorn had the song out, or, you know, album out called 50 Years Too Late, and, you know, Gus might have been 20 years too late. Who knows, but he's got a great sound.
30 years.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just too bad. And I'm just thankful that he's out there playing. And, you know, I see on his MySpace, he's got the whole month of April pretty much booked up all around Ohio. And
doesn't surprise me. Because you walk into, you know, despite not being on the radio, I think this is the one kind of music that you could walk into any bar and you're going to hear this kind of music. Now, the funny thing is, you're probably not going to hear a live band playing this type of music as good as Gus does because of his guitar ability. Make no mistake, it's his guitar that makes this band better than 80% of the other bands that are making this kind of music.
Exactly. That's what I found to my liking when I first put the album in to begin with, was right off the bat with Bad Gamble. You know, he got my attention right there.
You know, it's anybody I think that appreciates guitar is going to enjoy this. And I would think that just rock and roll fans in general, I mean, you know, anyone that has experienced this kind of music knows this is the type of music that's timeless.
Yep.
And that's what it is. I mean, it's everything you'd expect in a good classic blues rock album.
Jared, I appreciate you doing this review with me. I just wanted to send it to you and kick it around. Like I said, the album has been out for a couple of years. And for those who are interested in hearing more of Gus Lambros, go to his, the band website is electricmudband.com/. And, of course, on the MySpace, just go for / Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. And the album was put out on Buster Puss Records back in 2004. The album's called Bad Gamble. And like I said, Jared, I just wanted to kick this around with you. And just thankful for this music being out there. And God, if I ever get down Ohio, I'm going to try to check out this guy whenever I can.
Yeah, count me in on that too, and let's just hope that he manages to get another record out there like this.
Yeah, it's been too long. I think, you know, this album's new to me, but you know, I'm ready for another Gus Lambros already. But,
yeah, exactly. You can never get too much of this type of music.
Right. Well, next week, Jared, is your review, but hey, I'm getting ahead of myself as I always do. We're going to pick out a couple songs.
We didn't forget this time. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I forget every week. Yeah, it just seems to be. But go ahead and take a pick out, and we'll play your pick, and then I'll pick one after that.
All right. Well, let me take the odd track in here, because you'll have more selection. I'll take Pops Blues.
Pops Blues is a good song.
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. It's the one song that hooked me on this record. You know, the first two tracks, you know, I was kind of lukewarm, but when that song hit, you know, I was interested throughout the entire rest of the album.
Yep. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I played four tracks. I played the four live songs. So, and I'm going to go ahead. You pick Pops Blues. I'm going to pick track number five, the one I was talking about earlier, the instrumental on there. And I have played that before on my show, but the song's called Downtime, and it's just a fantastic instrumental song. And to me, it sounds a lot like a little bit of Robin Trower, maybe Frank Marino, and, of course, Gus himself thrown in there. So we'll play those two songs.
Well, there aren't enough good guitar instrumentals, especially ones being made today. So good pick.
So I believe the next review is going to be your choice, and whether you have one or ready for me or not, I'm not sure.
No, I have quite a few that I could choose from. It's just a matter of picking one, but I'll have that to you sometime within the next couple of days. Either way, it's going to be a winner.
Sounds good, man. Well, I guess I'll talk to you next Friday right about this time, Jared, and I appreciate you coming on the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show every week and doing these with me.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.
Okay, you take care, and we'll talk to you later, Jared.
Yes, talk to you later.
Well, I'm waiting at the station for my train to come home. I hear the whistle blowing, but I don't know where I'm going. Maybe today or tomorrow. Got those tickets in my hand. Oh, let Lord knows where home is. He's a train driving man. Well, I stepped out to the platform. Suitcase by my side. Conductor said,
Man, I tell you, the more I listen to this album, the more I like it. Just a fantastic song. The song's called Downtime, and right before that we heard Pop's Blues. The band is Gus Lambros and Electric Mud. The album's called Bad Gamble, and just a fantastic release. It was put out in 2004 on Buster Puss Records. If you want to hear more from Gus Lambros, go to their website at electricmudband.com. And they're from Columbus, Ohio, and just a great, fantastic, hard-rocking power trio. And if you're in the area, go check out one of their live shows. I sure would love to. They get up here around Michigan, or if I ever get a chance to get down there around Ohio, I'm surely going to be looking up to where Gus Lambros is playing. So just a fantastic stuff. The album's got 10 tracks on it. The last four are live. They were recorded 2003, and just fantastic stuff. And I want to thank Jared Morningstar for going over this album with me. It's been out for a while, like I said, but I just wanted to kick around with Jared. It's been, ever since Gus sent this to me about 3 weeks ago, I've had it in and out of my car quite often, on a house stereo, and of course on my computer, and I played quite a bit of it on my show, actually, just about the whole album now. And to start the set off before our review with Jared Morningstar, I played a couple from another band that sent me some albums here last week. One of them was called The White Barons. The album's called Up All Night with The White Barons, and I played track one. That was the first one I played. It's called You Never Were. Just a great kick-ass band. And I appreciate them sending me the music, and I'll give this album a little more of a listen, and I'll be playing more of it here in the weeks to come. So, check out more from the White Barons at their MySpace. And the album is, like I said, it's called Up All Night with the White Barons. And the singer from the White Barons, her name is Eva Von Slut, and she has another band called The Merry Widows, and they have a release out called The Devil's Outlaws. And I played the track one from that album, and it's called The Devil's Outlaw, the title track. So great stuff. So in the future, I'm going to be giving these a little more of a listen. So I'll be playing more of this in weeks to come on the Bootleg Assam Radio Show, and I certainly appreciate the White Barons and the Merry Widows for sending me this music. It kicks ass, man. So we'll be checking that out here in the weeks to come. And I'm going to end the show, as I always do, with an artist I've come to like over the last couple of years. His name is Zane Campbell, and every Bootleg Assam Radio Show I put out and every podcast I put out, except for last week's tribute to Hank Williams, it was a reinstatehank.org show that we did. And other than that, I play Zane Campbell at the end of every one of my Bootleg Assam Radio shows, and I'm just trying to get his music out there. He's a really eclectic artist. He's got quite a wide variety of styles, and he's a crazy madman, but you got to love that. So I'm going to end the show now, and I'll talk to you guys next Friday night. You all have a good week. You've been listening to the Bootleg Assam Radio right here at flatbeddy.com. Have a good week, everybody.
Why don't you come out and meet me? By that old willow tree where you first took my hand and kissed me, when I first kissed you. All waiting for you, well, and that moon shining so bright like it did on that night. Oh, play it now. But you're sleeping in the graveyard. It's cold as the spring air feels to me.
I come here? Well, I do not know, because at